One last question, really, about your time in Scotland. What were the highs and lows for you? Obviously, you got married, you had children.
Yes. Well, obviously, getting married was a high, 1953. We had children. Our children came, I suppose, 2 or 4, 2 and 4 years after we married, something like that. It was, if Barbara was here, she'd tell me I've got it wrong. But 2 or 4, near enough. Yeah. And one boy, one girl. A reverse order, one girl, one boy. Yeah.
And did you get involved with working with the Jewish community in a voluntary way? I know you do now, but
In those
did you
days, no.
always
I
do that?
had no understanding of that even. I suppose, like a lot of immigrants, we were concerned looking after ourselves and getting ourselves established. And I wasn't even remotely concerned with Jewish problems, except I tried to find a synagogue fairly soon. Let me make it clear, I'm not very religious, but you have to have a synagogue. And partly through that, I met some people as well, of course.
Later, didn't you were very involved with drama?
Very involved. An amateur theatre club, which was very, very high standing and standard.
They are from
Avram Green
Montpellier.
Montpellier's, where my wife was one of the leading ladies. Well, because I have no talent, I went on the management side. I was a chairman quite a while there. And that was a fantastic time for Glasgow young people all together. I think the Avram Green Montpellier's did wonders for drawing the community together, both in terms of spectators and workers. It really was, people don't, you're all too young to know about it. But it was quite fantastic.
That's a shame that the community's not big enough really now, I think, to
It wasn't
sustain
big
that, is
enough.
it?
Also, television became a serious competitor. And kids didn't want to go out in the dark in the winter to rehearse when they could sit at home watching the old-fashioned television box.
Would you say that Judaism has been significant in your life?
Totally. Totally. Now, anyway, to me, it's all about being Jewish, but it's always been the persecution, the running away, the persecution, the running away, and then coming to this lovely Jewish community, which was and is a lovely Jewish community, and very supportive of me, not in the sense of charity, but in the sense of being supportive and kind and helpful. Yes. What
Remind me
about
what your book's called, Bob, because
Over
I'm
My
sure
Over
Over
My
My
Shoulder.
Shoulder.
And why is it called Over My Shoulder?
Looking back,
Looking back.
what I'm doing with you just now.